Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, rolling along on a Monday edition, Shane and Bruce, Chad Chambers produces Sports Daily right here on your sports station, KFH. Good to have you with us. Headed towards OTD coming up in our last segment, part of What's on Tap, courtesy of Side Pockets. Kellogg and Tyler, home of your lunch special. OTD coming up in about 15 minutes or so as we'll get to this last segment here on this Monday edition, NFL. The way that the Chargers lost, and you talk about, how's it looking with Melvin Gordon, by the way?
He was complaining about not touching it enough, and he didn't do anything yesterday.
But when he finally did touch it at a key time, he coughed it up.
And he fumbled. Austin Eckler had way more production than he did.
Austin Eckler's a more productive player than Melvin Gordon.
That's correct.
Period.
That's factual. For those that didn't Chargers, see or hear, Melvin Gordon, with the Chargers trailing by 3 points, were right at the goal line and twice was held out at the one-yard line in the waning seconds, and the second time he fumbled, and the Titans recovered the fumble. And I can't imagine that the winning percentage – I can't imagine that the FPI or whatever ESPN uses wasn't in the 90th percentile for the Chargers to win that game. I know they were down three and a field goal would tie it and blah, blah, blah. But they had a couple plays from the one-yard line and at least one other one from the four, and they lost.
And your bell cow can't get it.
Yep. Guy that held out because he thinks he's worth more.
Well, it'd have been nice for him to prove his point by getting in the end zone and winning the game.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, they're 0-3 with him back in the lineup.
The entire
How
AFC
bad
West
is the AFC
lost.
West? Yep. Oh, my gosh.
Raiders got destroyed by the Packers. Aaron Rodgers becomes the first player in Packers history to post a perfect passer rating.
How about that?
Only the Jags and Panthers don't have a perfect passer rating quarterback in the history of their organization.
That's interesting.
Yeah. This is a 99-year-old franchise, the Packers. And not only did he post a perfect rating, he threw for 5 touchdowns and ran for another one. And the Raiders just got destroyed by the Pack.
One that he ran for negated what would have been his 6th touchdown pass.
Yeah, he could have done whatever he wanted on that particular play.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, he was absolutely fantastic. You know, and the Raiders were actually in that game for a while.
They were. They went back and forth with him for a half or so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They were right in it.
The turning point of that was a play that had happened once before in Derek Carr's career where he leaned toward the goal line running kind of – momentum was taking him out of bounds, so he reached the ball out and dropped it before it hit the pylon, and it turned into a touchback instead of a touchdown.
Yeah, and the Packers went right down the field and scored.
Yes, they did.
So it was essentially a 14-point swing.
The Cowboys and Dak Prescott looked great last night. They boat raced the Eagles. Eagles are now allowed
30 points. That was predictable, though, wasn't it?
Back.
I mean,
you
really?
Know, this is what it comes down to, I think, especially with the Cowboys in their current state, and the Eagles, for that matter. When you're healthy, you look like a different team. And the Cowboys got a couple of their offensive linemen back. Amari Cooper was back after playing, like, only 3 plays against the Jets. And everything just fell into place. When you're healthy, I mean, especially on the offensive line, when you can get your guys back, and the Eagles front 7 was pretty much decimated with injury. that does become a predictable thing. As long as Kellen Moore didn't lose his mind, which he didn't, called a good game, and the healthy Cowboys beat up a beat-up Eagles team. Doesn't make them bad, just makes them beat up. They could certainly use a couple of guys to come back on defense. They could use DeSean Jackson to come back. They're a different offense without him, talking about the Eagles now. And Dak Prescott outplayed Carson Wentz, and the Cowboys' defense was pretty damn good.
I thought the Vikings were pretty impressive, winning in Detroit the way that they did. My God, Dalvin Cook, man.
He's a beast.
Oh, my Lord. He was fun to watch. Kirk Cousins has done a good job. I think, you know,
I'm not
a big Kirk Cousins fan, but Kirk Cousins has taken some body shots.
Yes, he has.
And he has, and all he's done is endure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say this about the guy. He's got some competitive stones.
Yep.
He really does.
And he took
He's got some chops.
Took the criticism, if you want to call it that, from Adam Thielen in the media mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago like a champ. All he's done is throw four touchdown passes in back-to-back games. And by the way, Thielen got hurt in the first quarter. So he did it basically three and a half quarters without him. If you bet on the Washington Redskins, you won even though they didn't score a point. The Redskins were either 9.5 or 10-point dogs, depending on where you got them. They lost 9-0, and they're only the second team in 25 years to cover the spread without scoring a single point. Now, granted, they played in the rain in Washington, and it was a sloppy mess, but the Redskins, if you had the Redskins plus 9.5, you win, even though they didn't score.
Wow, that is
gross. Amazing. Lamar Jackson.
Huh. Yep.
Had his
Can't throw it, but boy, I'll tell you what, he's good with his legs.
Had his fourth career 100-yard rushing game as the Ravens beat the Seahawks in Seattle. So he joins Mike Vick and Russell Wilson as the only quarterbacks in the Super Bowl era with at least four 100-yard rushing games.
Now, that's a little bit skewed by the fact that they had two defensive touchdowns.
Yeah.
So.
And Russell Wilson didn't have – oh, by the way, our buddy Marcus Peters took one to the house.
Well, all he had to do was catch it.
Yeah, that was a really bad throw, and uncharacteristically
so. It was bad,
man.
Wilson and Lockett were not on the same page, and maybe that was just a step up and catch it and go to the house.
Mm-hmm.
But he did it.
Yep.
Touchdown. He got good dividends for Baltimore. Jalen Ramsey got real good dividends for the Rams. They had a really nice bounce back win.
They destroyed the
God, how bad are the
Falcons?
Oh,
Holy
man. God.
What is their excuse?
Holy. I just didn't see 1-6 coming for
the
Falcons.
Devontae Freeman threw a punch, got kicked out. They're an unmitigated disaster. Matt Ryan tweaked his ankle. And now the Rams, by the way, have to go to London. They play Cincinnati, who's also terrible.
Mm.
And the Raiders,
yes, they are.
After they go to, where did I see that? There they are. After they go to Houston, they'll finally get to go back home. Oakland has not played a true home game since September 15th.
That's hard to believe, isn't it?
It really is. Oakland mm-hmm. to Minnesota, Oakland to Indianapolis, and then to London,
mm-hmm.
and then London back to Oakland, and then Oakland to Green Bay, and this next one will be Oakland to Houston. That's 21,000 miles.
Wow.
For comparison, the circumference of the Earth is about 25,000 miles. So they've almost gone all the way around the world.
Hmm. Well, they probably get beaten next week in Houston. And then they get back to the business of trying to win some games. I think they're the second best team in the West. That's not saying much.
Well, I think they are too, probably. I would agree.
So, yeah.
And so Aaron Rodgers heads back to Kansas City next week. He will be opposed by Matt Moore. Chiefs have determined that Patrick Mahomes will not miss, and I'm using air quotes, that much time, considering how bad the knee injury looked. And they're not going to go outside the organization for quarterback help, apparently. And
no.
The spread is the Packers by 3. And Vegas has said if Mahomes was completely healthy, the Chiefs would be favored by 5. So one guy is worth 8 points in a NFL spread. That would be Patrick Mahomes.
Huh.
Rodgers' only other trip to Kansas City, my God, 2011.
That's
it. The Packers entered the game 13-0, and the 5-8 Chiefs beat them, led by Kyle Orton.
Sure did.
Because, of course. And Rodgers did that that perfect rating yesterday thing with 4 undrafted wide receivers and a 5th rounder or something like that.
Well,
pretty amazing.
It is. That's an intriguing game. Now, if they can get Mahomes back somehow, and wouldn't it be just like Patrick Mahomes to miss, you know, 2 weeks instead of 3, and they get back in time by Minnesota? Because these next two games for the Chiefs are problematic.
I would agree. Maybe the Vikings even more so than the Packers.
Mm-hmm.
Because of how they can run the ball.
So it's still a key time. Not so much in terms of the AFC West, but in terms of keeping that record good enough that, you know, you might be able to sneak out some home field advantage in the postseason. That's kind of what you're looking for.
Yep.
Right now. So we'll see. But pretty good day in the NFL. I mean, it was there was nothing that really jumped out at me other than the Cowboys. I thought the Cowboys, but I thought that was predictable. I really did.
You know, and I think you've said this too, just such a week-to-week league, the NFL.
Totally.
You think you know somebody's good and you think you know somebody's bad. I guess the only constants right now are the Bengals, the Redskins, and the Dolphins, right? Even though the Dolphins had a fourth quarter lead against the Bills. The Bills finally pulled that one out.
I think the Saints with Teddy Bridgewater is notable.
Very impressive. I agree. Yes.
Very notable.
Yep.
Very notable. The Cardinals have won 3 in a row, and I'll give credit where it's due. What are they, 3-3-1 now?
I think so, yep.
So, I mean, so they've stayed the course there and done a pretty good job. Give Cliff Kingsbury and Kyler Murray some credit.
Well, give Sean Payton the coach of the year for going 5-0 with his backup quarterback.
Yep.
I know Teddy Bridgewater's not exactly like every other backup in that he's a tick better. I mean, he could probably start for quite a few teams.
Mm-hmm.
But to feature Mike Thomas when they really have no other wide receiver, to absorb a loss of Jared Cook, their tight end, and Alvin Kamara against what we thought was a good Bears defense, the Saints kicked their butts. Yeah, outside the quote-unquote dome team. They did. They made them like it yesterday.
I agree.
And that final score is not nearly the indication of how one-sided that game was. The Bears got a couple garbage touchdowns late to make it look okay, but Trubisky looked bad, Bridgewater looked good, and they say that Drew Brees might come back next week.
Well,
how about that?
I hear you. Yeah, the Saints look the best in the if the NFC is the best of the two conferences, and I tend to think that it is, they're the best team in the best conference. So, interesting. But we're only halfway through.
Yeah, that's true.
A lot of football still to be played.
Yep.
A lot of football. Back in just a moment, we'll get to OTD. On this day in history, October 21st, it happened in sports, and it's brought to you each and every day by our friends from Superior Rents. Superior Rents at 21st and Ridge, your equipment rental headquarters. Back in a moment.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.